According to the United Nations, World Meteorological Day is celebrated every 23rd of March to commemorate the convention that created the World Meteorological Organization in 1950. The events of the day are to highlight the achievements of meteorological activities across the country. Speaking on the landmarks in meteorological activities, Head of Meteorological Department, Federal University of Technology, Akure Futa, Professor Ahmed Balogun, submitted that benefits of meteorological service to the world was all encompassing.
There's virtually no aspect of our society that meteorology, our weather and climate is not contributing. Is it in aviation? Is it in agriculture? The list goes on. So the importance of meteorological services cannot be overemphasized. I will cite a simple example. You have heard that flights have been cancelled because the weather was not favorable. You can imagine the amount of lives saved by that information to guide the decision to halt the flights.
Professor Balogun further opined that much still needed to be done by government towards enhancing meteorological activities for human safety and wellness. Barring his mind on the challenges facing support for environmental protection, an environmental protection advocate, Mr. Bamidele Babashui, noted that shallow orientation of the people about environmental issues must be corrected to safeguard the world from environmental-related crises.
The problem we have facing the support for environmental protection are government policies that doesn't favor the environment, and then the people themselves that sticks with traditional or cultural methods of hunting, gaming, and then tree felling. They don't believe in replacing what they are taking from the environment, and that's a problem when you have a people orientation problem itself. You see, research found that the richer people became, the more energy they typically used.
Other meteorologists and environmentalists enjoin government at all levels to adequately fund means of making the environment safe and habitable for human existence in Akure, Shola Oguntoye, Radio Nigeria.